Dozens of containers of bottled water are stacked in the middle of the main office at Eastern Howard High School.
Our children are probably more hydrated than they've ever been.
Superintendent Tracy Cadell says it's been this way since test results came back in January and revealed elevated levels of lead in some of the school corporation's water. The EPA's lead action level is 15 parts per billion or higher. Tests came back with levels at 20 parts per billion in a high school classroom and 22 parts per billion at a kindergarten water fountain.
That raised some concerns, although it's not a Flint, Michigan situation. In Flint, they had levels as high as 13,000 per billion in some cases. But still, it was elevated.
So the school corporation shut off its water fountains, and for a couple of days, even forbid students from washing their hands in the school's sinks. Until levels dip back down below the allowable limit, the corporation is spending $400 a day to provide bottled water for drinking and cooking.
We're going to keep spending the money until we get the all clear from the health department that we can start transitioning back to the Greentown Water Utility.
The schools teamed up with the county health department last week to offer free lead testing for students and staff. They tested over 600 people. Howard County licensed lead risk assessor Karen Long says an overwhelming majority of lead issues are traced back to paint.
We do expect some levels to be elevated, but we really think the level elevation will be from the home environment, perhaps from a lead-based paint source, which is really our greatest problem with lead.
But levels of lead aren't just running high in the school's water. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management found elevated levels of lead in November while doing routine testing on some Greentown homes and businesses. The town is already taking steps to correct the issue, asking IDEM for an emergency construction permit to install a polyphosphate injection system. They started using it earlier this month, and Howard County Health Officer Don Zent says it will help address the town's aging infrastructure.
What happens with the water when it goes through the pipes, just because of aging of the pipes, it may contain lead, the plumbing components and so on, the lead, just because of normal corrosion, may leak out into the water. When they add phosphate to the water, it helps to stabilize and stop that corrosive process and the leaching of the lead.
The county health department is offering free testing for Greentown Water customers who live in homes built before 1986. That's when new laws about lead-based plumbing were enacted. Public health nursing manager Jennifer Sexton says they already had about 25 people come in for a test kit.
I think it's important for folks to be able to determine what their lead level is for their own comfort.
It could take some time for the town's new polyphosphate injection system to bring lead levels back down. Even so, the health department says Greentown water is safe to drink. The local school corporation just isn't taking any chances. They're installing filtration systems on all of their drinking fountains, a project that will cost about $13,000. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier in Greentown.